Good morning. This is Judy Morio, and you are listening to Choices. Choices at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening today. What better day to talk about choosing your future than Independence Day, the 4th of July? I guess it's kind of an Independence Day for all of us. So let's just talk about some of the things that we might want to do if we're going to choose a new future or take a different path. If you had all the money you needed and all the time it would take and you knew you absolutely couldn't fail, what would you do? Who would you do it with? Where would you go? What would you have? What would you want to be? In other words, what goals would you set for yourself if you absolutely knew that you couldn't fail? Well, deciding all of these things is what I call vision setting. If the world was perfect and money was no object, this is the picture that you hold in your mind of who and what you would be, what you would do and have, and where you would go. In vision setting, we put this picture in our minds as though it is happening to us right now, and we hold it there. If you will do this, your subconscious mind will find a way to make these things happen. In spite of the fact that the world is not perfect, and we know that, and money may be an issue for many of us, well, we're going to hold this thought in our mind anyway and just see if we can't make some of these things come true. You know, there are many people in the world who have great talents and still haven't succeeded. Talent really is not the essential ingredient for getting what you want or becoming the person you want to be. Talent helps, of course, but you and I both know many talented people who just don't use their talents to better their lives. Many of us think that we don't have any control over our lives, that the failure to accomplish what we want in life is a result of failing to believe in ourselves enough. It really is. We let doubt sneak in, and then we make excuses about our abilities, our time constraints, our training, and our talents. Doubt creates stress, panic, and anxiety, and these defeat our plans and our goals. You know, sometimes people succeed in a conventional sense, but they lack happiness because they aren't doing what they really want. Instead, they attempt to fulfill the desires and the goals of someone else rather than their very own. Perhaps they're falling under the influence of a parent or a spouse or an older brother or an older sister, someone who expected a lot of them as they were growing up. And they probably haven't even stopped to think about, is this what I really want? Is this my real goal? And then make an effort toward their real goals. Because, you know, so many times fear of failure, and we talked about fear of failure and fear of rejection yesterday, it's just there. We get this lack of self-worth, and then we think, well, we can't really try what we really want because we might fail. And if we fail, then we'll look like a fool. And if we look like a fool, people will reject us. You know, we just need to pursue our own interests and use our own natural talents, and then we can succeed. I had a friend in Vegas, a very, very talented performer and an artist, and he could have been a major star in either field. He was a great singer, a fabulous piano player. He looked very much like one of the country western stars of the time. And on top of it, he was a fabulous artist as well. He could have been successful at either one. But as an entertainer, he needed promotional photos and demo records and a lot of, you know, the things that entertainers need. But he married this woman that she just had a fit. If he spent a penny on a picture or a penny on a demo record or he was doing anything to promote his career, she just had a fit. And she nagged him constantly about getting a real job to support her and her kids and his kids. And she didn't work outside the home at all. She felt it was his responsibility to bring them money for all the things they needed. And I seriously don't think they needed a swimming pool or that she needed to have her hair bleached and her nails, sculpture nails done at the beauty salon as often as she did and wear designer clothes that she wore when he could have used that money to make promotional materials, and eventually he would have made more money because the man really was star material. But he let her convince him not to do that and to get a job, and he did. He went and got a job as a beverage manager in a casino hotel, and that seemed easier than listening to her daily moaning and misery. But he hated that new job, and even though he brought home a regular paycheck, she continued to spin, and she continued to complain. Believe that? Yep, yep. They always continue to complain. He wasn't home enough, and eventually they became more and more unhappy, and well, of course, it ended in divorce. Now, as it turned out, neither of them got what they wanted, and his true talents were wasted for all of those years. Don't let somebody else hold you back. I don't care if you're married to somebody. If you know and they don't want to go along with your dream, go along with your dream anyway, because we don't get the opportunity that much to really go after what we want. And if we have a lot of talent and a lot of ability and we know we can do it, we don't need to let somebody else talk us out of it. We need to choose our future and do what it is that makes our hearts sing. I mean, this life is a fleeting life. It's not going to last forever. I learned that when I got cancer a few years ago, and you know, you hear that word, the big C, and you think, oh my goodness, you know, it's almost over. But that's when I really learned that we have to choose our future, and we have to do with our life what we want to do. So you need a reason to get up in the morning. And when we know what we want and we take action in the direction of our goals, it gives us that reason to get up in the morning. When the goal is ours and we work toward it, we have more energy and our days become more exciting. Think about how much time you have left to live. If you live to an average life expectancy, which is about 77 years, how old are you now? How much time do you have left to finally live your life the way you want to live? I'm hoping I live past 77, but just in case I don't, these last few years, I'd really like to make them into something wonderful where every single day I get up and I'm glad I'm alive and I'm glad I get to do what it is that I get to do today. You see, I believe we were all born into greatness, and through our upbringing or our life circumstances, we have sometimes allowed life to pull us down into mediocrity. It's not necessary for that to happen. Decide now how you want to spend your time. If you are feeling like life is passing you by and you don't feel a burning passion inside of you urging you to fulfill your life's purpose, then something is definitely wrong. Something is wrong. And you need to ask yourself some questions. Some of the questions I think you should ask are, when was I the happiest in my life? Think back. Think back to when were you the happiest, and what was it that was making you happy at that time? Was it the people? Was it where you were? Was it what you were involved in? Were you working for a purpose or a cause? You know, what made you happy? When was that? And how much time now do you spend doing the things you like to do most? And how often do you feel that you're not accomplishing anything? Those are the kinds of things we need to ask ourselves. And then go back and make some lists. Make a list of what your childhood dreams were. What when you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? I mean, I know what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a journalist. I wanted to be a writer. And I also wanted to be a model. I wanted to be pretty. I had pretty sisters, and I wanted those things. So make a list of what your childhood dreams were. And make a list of what your wishes are now. Are some of those childhood dreams, are they still on your wish list? I mean, mine are. I still want to write. I still want to be a journalist. I still want to do some modeling. They have elderly ladies that get to model and be in commercials and things. I mean, it's fun. Those are things I want to do. Make a list of all the things that you do well. What do you do well? And don't say, I don't do anything well. You do a lot of things well, so make a list of it. One of the things that I feel that I do well is I help other people be comfortable and at ease when they're in my presence. And so, therefore, I have a skill that could be used in public relations. And I know you have things like that you can use. And then make a list of all the things that you'd like to do. What would you still like to do? I mean, I love the movie about the bucket list because we can make a list of all the things that we'd still like to do. Get out a pencil and paper and write down 21 things that you'd still like to do in your lifetime. They can be outrageous. It's okay. Just write them down and know that these are things you might like to try. And then start trying them. Someone said to me, Judy, you have such a wonderful life. You go here, you go there, you do this, you do that. Well, I wrote it all down on a piece of paper and said, these are things I'd like to do. And when I get the opportunity, I just jump at them. For a long time there, I wouldn't jump at the opportunity. I remember one time my friend Ann called me and she said, I'm going to our villa in Spain and my husband's not going with me this year. Would you like to go? And I was like, no, I can't go. I have so much work to do and I have things I have to do. And I hung up and I was talking to my secretary and I said, wow, wouldn't it be great to go to a villa in Spain? And she said, well, why can't you go? And I said, well, I have all this work to do and I really don't think I have the money. And she said, well, did you check your frequent flyer miles? You know, maybe you have enough frequent flyer miles to get you to Spain. She said, let me check. And she did, and I did. I had enough. So I called Ann back, and I said, Ann, is it too late? Can I still go? And she said, of course you can still go. It's only been about 10 minutes, you know, since you turned me down, and I haven't asked anyone else yet. So my work could wait. It was going to be there anyway. I mean, I've got work every single day. It's no different. And so, sure enough, I got on that plane and I flew off first class because I had enough frequent flyer miles, first class to Spain, and sent a driver to pick me up in a car, and the driver picked me up, and then we drove like an hour from Valencia, Spain, out into the area near the coast and up to the top of the mountain and to her beautiful villa there. I mean, I'd never been to a villa in Spain, and when was I going to ever get another invitation to go to a villa in Spain? And I took my watercolor paints with me, and it turned out that Anne was a painter, too. And so we went to some of the small villages in the area, and we painted. And it was just an absolutely wonderful trip, and it didn't cost me a cent, not one cent. I just had to take off from work and go. And, of course, I didn't get paid while I was gone, but that's okay. Sometimes you just have to take that chance, or you have to take a little bit of loss, because you want to have the experience. I mean, I wouldn't take anything for having the experience of actually going on that trip to Spain and spending the time with my friend Anne. Now, once you've done this, once you've analyzed yourself, once you've made the list of your childhood dreams and what your wishes are now and all the things that you do well and the list of things you'd like to do, you're going to have an idea of what's missing and what's needed. And what's next? I love those three things. I always ask myself those three questions. What's missing? What's needed? What's next? You are listening to Choices with Judy Morio. You can learn more about me and the products I offer, which can help you make your life even more successful and help you to make choices to do the things that you really want to do. If you'll just check at www.judymorio.com. That's www.judy, J-U-D-I, Morio, M-O-R-E-O, all one word, judymorio.com. Or you can contact me, Judy, at judymorio.com. Let's determine a destination. Let's think about where you want to go. What are some concrete goals for yourself, something that you could write down that's within the framework of your true talents and your true interest. Determine what your needs, your wants, and your desires are for now and for the future. You can't gain control over your life without knowing which direction you want to go and having a plan of action to get you there. Goals focus your energies in one direction, toward your vision. Defining your goals will put your imagination to work. You will start to concentrate on what you really want, rather than just getting by day after day. When you decide what you want in specific detail, then your mind will start to formulate a plan to make it happen. So the first thing you need to do is define your goals. You see, if you don't know where you want to go, you'll end up wandering around lost, getting nowhere. The majority of people have only a clue as to what they really want to be or to do. They say they want to be happier, they want to travel, or they want to be rich. Now, what does that mean? Happier than what? Travel where? And what is rich? These goals are different for different people. For someone earning minimum wage, rich might be earning $34,000 a year. For someone earning $100,000, being rich might mean earning millions. You've got to be specific when you're setting your vision and mapping out your goals. Do you want to have enough money so you never have to worry about money again? And how much is enough? Do you want to travel around the world, are only the places with warm climates. Which one is it? Do you like boating, skiing, or horseback riding? Or would you rather give big dinner parties? Do you want to find your soulmate? Perhaps you want to send your children to the best school so that they can have great careers. Or maybe you would just like to take your kids to the park on Sunday for a picnic. That, too, is a goal. Happiness and success are different things to different people, and you must first decide what your vision is and then set your goals to make it happen. If you don't know where to go, you won't get anywhere. Remember when you were a child, you read the book about Cinderella? No, it wasn't Cinderella, was it? It was Alice in Wonderland. And Alice in Wonderland was walking down the path, and she came to this road that was divided, and this Cheshire Cat was sitting up in the tree. And she said, the Cheshire Cat asked her, like, where are you going? And she said, well, I don't rightly know. And he said, well, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And it's really true, isn't it? If we don't know where we're going, it really doesn't matter what path we take. And we're not going to end up anywhere where we probably really want to be. So the important thing is to get clear on your destination. Get very, very clear on where you want to go. And then the direction will come clear. Then you'll start moving in that direction. You don't have to see how to do it all the way. Just get started. You know, after you take the first few steps, what's going to happen is you're going to be able to see further. And then you take those steps, and then you're going to be able to see further. And it won't be long until you reach that goal. A few years ago, I moved to South Africa where they drive on the other side of the road. Now, I don't drive on my own side of the road very good, much less on their side of the road. But nobody told me that things are really different inside the car. Like the steering wheel is on the right side of the car, and you shift with your left hand, and you turn signal on the opposite side. Everything is physically opposite in the car. And the car itself physically sits over to the left, you know, on the left side of the body. So everything was reversed. And it was really difficult to judge how much room my car took up. So consequently, I hit things. I hit posts, gates, cars, motorcycles, a police car. So I decided it would be better if I went to work earlier in the morning and came home later at night. And that way I would encounter less traffic and hopefully have a much safer drive and would hit less things that way. And I worked out a route from my home to work and back that would take me about 20 minutes each way without the rush hour traffic. And on my way home from work one night, there was road construction. I had to get off my chosen path. I became very confused and I got lost. Well, I stopped several times at service stations and cafes and asked for directions, but no one seemed to know the suburb where I lived. I eventually made it home after a couple hours, and it really was a miracle that I found my way home at all. And you can imagine my emotional state after driving around not being able to find where I lived. The next morning at work, I mentioned to Marietta, the Afrikaans lady that I worked with, that it had taken me quite a few hours to get home the night before, and she asked where I live. I told her I live in Howlings, and she said she never heard of it. And I told her that I had asked quite a few people, and I'd stopped at service stations and cafes, and no one else had ever heard of it either. So she asked me how to spell it, and I spelled it out for her, H-O-U-L-I-N-K-S. Well, she stared at me blankly for a few minutes, and then she said, why do you think you live there? I replied that there was a sign near my house that looked like our suburb signs in America, and that's what it said. And she started laughing, and she said, Judy, that's not a suburb sign, and it's not pronounced Howlings, it's Holings, and it's not where you live. It means keep left. Well, I'm sharing this story with you so you will realize that I know firsthand that if you don't know where you are going, you may not get where you want to go. You'll just keep wandering around, hoping to find what you want. If you want to get somewhere in life, you need to determine ahead of time where you want to end up. The journey becomes clear when the destination is known. I was actually visiting South Africa again a couple of years ago, and I was in an elevator, and a small man kind of pulled on my shirt from the back. He was standing behind me in the elevator and kind of tugged on the back of my jacket, and he said, aren't you Judy Morio? And I said, yes. And he said, aren't you the lady that got so lost with the, because you thought Howlings was where you lived? And I said, yes. And he laughed and he said, you know, I told my children that story. And he said, we always talk about that dumb American woman that got so lost because she thought that Howlings was where she lived. And he said, but you know, it's amazing. He said, every time my children see that Howlings sign, he said, they think about their goals because they think about you. And I tell them about how you said that we have to set our goals just like we have to know where we're going. And I was so appreciative to know that he remembered that and that he had shared it with his children. And even if they do call me a dumb American woman, that's okay. It's just nice that they're setting their goals and they're talking about it with their parents. I just love that. You know, we need to know what we want. In goal setting, it's okay to be selfish. Do you have any childhood dreams that remain unfulfilled or any cities that you've always wanted to see but you never visited? Consider all the material things you want, the lifestyle you desire, the places you would like to go, or things you would like to do, and incorporate them into your goals. What's important to you? What are your most important values? When do you feel most needed and appreciated? What do you love to do? What gets you excited? What would you like your tombstone to say? I remember the day my dad had me sit down at the kitchen table when I was about 16, and he asked me the question, what would you like your tombstone to say? And my first thought was, what have I done now that would make him want to kill me? But he didn't want to kill me. It wasn't anything I had done. He wanted me to write down how I would like to be remembered and put that piece of paper in my wallet and a copy on my bathroom mirror. He said, if you will always hold this thought in the forefront of your mind, it will be like a compass, always keeping you on your true path in life. It will make your choices easier because you'll always remember where you want to go and not choose to take detours. You know, detours sometimes present themselves disguised as opportunities. And we go off on all kinds of side roads because people say this could be an opportunity, but if it doesn't fit with our true goal, then it's not really an opportunity. It's just a detour. My dad elaborated, the grass often looks greener somewhere else, but it doesn't matter how green the grass is if it's not located where we want to go. Now think about that. If it isn't in line with your true path, why would you want to go there? No. Yeah, maybe you want to take a side trip now and then, but write down your goals. Set definite goals for things you want to have and you want to do. Write down that dream you've been carrying around in your head. And don't believe any desire is too great or out of reach. Be descriptive. Writing down your goals will help you acknowledge them, commit them, and then you'll act on them. And when you put your goals in writing, add every detail. Describe your new home square footage and its location. Write down the length and name of that new boat you've always wanted. Finally, use positive phrases. Instead of, I want a new home, write, I will be enjoying my new beach house by, and then write in a specific date. Be honest with yourself. Don't write down things you think you should want. Don't write down things other people have told you to want. Goal setting is not something we do to please others. Write down only what you want. You will spend a lot of time achieving your goal, so make it meaningful and make it fun. And then write down what you are willing to do to get it. Write down what you are willing to do to get it. You probably aren't even aware of how easy it will be to achieve your goals when you start to believe you can, and then you take steps in the direction of your goals. Action is what it will take to make your goals a reality. Writing them down is your first action. Then you will need to focus on the goals and work toward them one step at a time. Don't worry about knowing all the steps at the beginning. Just start. With each step, you'll see how to go further, and that will increase your self-motivation. Self-motivation is the bridge between thinking about your goals and accomplishing them. Self-motivation is the desire you have to achieve or obtain something. It is essential it is essential to have self-motivation. It's the inner desire that keeps us always moving forward in spite of discouragement, mistakes, and setbacks. And you can build this desire and achieve your goals by staying forward-focused and allowing only positive thoughts to dominate your thinking. You must believe you are a success for success to come your way. There are 8 major areas in our life in which we should be setting our goals: career, health, recreation, finances, relationships, education, spiritual, and community involvement. I'll go over those again for you just in case. Career, health, recreation, community involvement, finances, relationships, education, and spiritual. Each area of your life should be planned, keeping in mind how you will achieve the goals you're setting. Write down your steps or your sub-goals to use as checkpoints so you'll be able to tell whether or not you are making progress. Ask yourself questions that pertain to each area of your life. The answers will define your direction and your goals. Once you begin, you will be amazed at how quickly things start to happen. I have designed an achievement journal, and it lists these goals, and it also has a place in the journal for you to put a picture of the goal that you want in each of these areas, as well as to write out your goals. And in addition, there's a place for you to actually write every single day what you did that day to help accomplish your goal. The Achievement Journal is a complete personal development course that will help you set your goals and achieve your goals in all the 8 areas of your life. One of the things I've found is that if you're using that Achievement Journal, you just can't help but be successful because you're reminded every day of what your goals are just by looking in the journal. Even if you don't write in it that day, if you just look at what your goals are, you're going to see that there's a place there, and every day you're going to look at, and it's going to imprint something about those goals on your mind. It's going to actually make an imprint in your subconscious mind. And you know, when we make an imprint in our subconscious mind, it just keeps working for us. It just keeps happening because the subconscious mind has it back there, and we don't even have to tell it how to make it happen. It'll make it happen simply because we're reminding it. So, listeners, I really, really want to talk about the things that you want to hear. And so please contact me, Judy@JudyMario.com. I spell my name Judy with an I, JUDI@JUDIMOREO.com. Write me and let me know what it is that you want to hear me talk about, the things you'd like us to discuss, the subjects that you'd like to know more about, the choices that you'd like to make. Let me know, because you're important to me, and every show I do comes from you, and the things that you've told me are important to you. So I want to make sure that we talk about what it is that's on your mind. This is Choices Radio with Judy Mario. Thank you for listening.